Hello, everyone. I'm Sony Kasem, Director of Multimedia and Content Strategy with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare podcast series as we discuss reimagining your digital front door. We're thrilled to be joined by Chris Byers, CEO of Formstack. Chris, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you. Excited to be here and excited to have a conversation.
Likewise, we have a lot to talk about. So with that, let's jump right in. Over 40% of patients do not feel loyalty to their health system, according to a Market Insight study. So what opportunities do you see for healthcare organizations to meet patient expectations better and also to drive higher retention?
You know, the way I think about it is healthcare should be thinking about the world really in the way that every other, call it retailer, thinks about the world, which is they care about the experience that they give people, because obviously, we become loyal to places when we feel like, oh, that's a place I want to go. I like the environment. I like the people, whatever it happens to be. It can be any number of things. But I think really people beginning to think about building those experiences. And so, you know, for instance, at Formstack, we actually help people collect data online. And I share that just to say, one of the things that all of us would love to never have to do again is walk into a doctor's office, fill out paperwork. We actually love doing that kind of thing at home. We don't mind doing the work for people, the kind of the self-service, but really that's the beginning of a lot of opportunities to kind of give people a customer experience, a patient experience that causes them to want to come back and have a good long-term relationship.
So it's sort of like the ease at which they can interact with people and just how friendly the atmosphere is and how quickly and swiftly they can get things done. So now, how has Formstack helped healthcare organizations address the digital front door? And how has this approach changed over the last 8 to 12 months?
Well, you know, I think the most important change over the past, 8 to 12 months, 18 months has really been hospitals, doctor's offices really understanding, oh, it's important. And in a way, we don't want patients sitting around in our offices in the lobby. We used to be fine with that. Now we're appreciating that they don't want to be there and they're going to be more uncomfortable if they're sitting there with a bunch of other patients. And then if they can start to give people experiences like filling out all that paperwork at home, so, and maybe even making their copay payment. And these are all things that at Formstack we get to help support, but really just those healthcare entities starting to see, yes, this is a good thing. This is helpful for our patients. Oh, and it turns out it's helpful for us too, because we don't have to deal with this paperwork in the line of when people show up. We can process it in another time, which is more efficient anyway.
Kind of reminds me of when I was a child and my parents would take me to the doctor's office, and every couple years, for whatever reason, I had a new doctor. And each time my mom and I would have to sit down for like 10, 15 minutes and fill out paperwork all over again with, you know, my entire history. And streamlining that process would make it a lot better for patients, but also for staff. So thinking more broadly, what challenges are healthcare organizations facing when adapting digital tools and workflows?
We know, obviously, the most important thing everyone is thinking about today is security. There are so many attacks happening on systems, there's hacking, et cetera. And already, even before all that was happening, people, great IT teams are thinking about how do we make sure patient data is secure so that this doesn't get in the hands of the wrong people. And so, for instance, at Formstack, one of the things we've done is that that is a really important thing for us. So a number of years back, we said, let's make sure the product is not just HIPAA compliant. Lots of people kind of put a check mark on HIPAA compliance, but they don't really mean, they haven't really done the work to make sure it's fully compliant, but really making sure that data can be secure, because the moment you can give a healthcare team a flexible tool like Formstack that allows them to solve lots of different problems. Could be patient intake, could be patient billing, could be internal processes like patient referrals to another physician or another hospital. That's where having that HIPAA compliance and having that really secure data gives them a lot of flexibility they don't get anywhere else. And so to me, security is kind of number one, and then flexibility beyond that. Healthcare just really struggles to get tools in their hands that are flexible to their own workflows and their own processes. Most things are built from the top down, and that can be really challenging to actually get work done.
So talking about HIPAA compliance, have security concerns like HIPAA impacted the approach for healthcare companies moving toward digitization?
I think that it just being the first really checkmark that they need to get through to make sure this is secure. And maybe if it's beyond that, because they're now used to the fact that things do get hacked, you know, systems do have challenges. So not only what are all the security precautions you're taking on the front end, but what are you going to do when something does go bad? And how are you going to help me as a software company or another vendor? I think that's probably a shift in approach of trying to understand, hey, there's a good chance we're going to be in some situation together in the future. Are we going to be able to work through it? Are we going to be able to care for the patients and communicate efficiently, effectively, and get that right message out? So that to me is probably one of the biggest things. And then the final step for me would be really making sure not only that, say in our case, that we can collect that data in a HIPAA compliant way, but then that they can get it into that other core system, that EMR, that EHR, whatever it happens to be, because that's where the data needs to land often at the end of the day for kind of reuse later and making sure patients are taken care of.
And thinking about how data is such a crucial component of all of this, how can organizations use that plethora of data to create a more informed and personalized patient journey?
You know, to me, what it really allows is if you can use data well, I think one of the things you start to get access to is real patient communication outside of that single visit. So we all have left the doctor, or we know people who have left the doctor, and they're supposed to give some sort of update on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, maybe post-surgery or post-visit. And that's really, really difficult. You've got to get on the phone. Of course, you forget to do it as the patient, and then you know the doctor and their offices or the healthcare organization are busy. That's a great moment to put a workflow-related data collection moment in the hands of a customer to say, hey, this is just going to automatically ping you once a day, once a week, and ask you, how are you doing? On the happy face scale, are you moving in the right direction or are you not? And all of a sudden, it's saved everybody so much time and money and actually allows patient compliance to step up a handful of levels that you really just can't get out of those tools that are often in a healthcare organization.
And hopefully there's a lot of happy faces there, thanks to an optimized digital front door. So what advice would you give healthcare teams looking to revamp processes and create a better patient experience?
You know, the thing I'm seeing that the smartest healthcare organizations are doing is investing in a job title. And that job title is someone who is thinking about patient experience or really process automation within an organization. Both of those can be very complementary, but it's somebody who wakes up every day and can show up to a new department and say, hey, how are things going? What's working in your department? Where are things flowing really well? And where are you hitting bottlenecks? Because that type of role can really help accelerate an organization. But I'd say even where that role doesn't exist, a simple mindset of people saying, you know what, more and more people today with no code tools, with no code workflow building tools can solve their own problems. Most of us, if you gave us a piece of paper and a pen, could sketch out the better process or here's how this could work better. We just don't have the software tools to get the job done. And so where we can change those mindsets, there are a lot of people in every organization that already know how that process could work better. They just need to get the right tools in their hands to solve it faster and solve it on their own.
The big takeaway here is twofold. Not only do you need the right technology to optimize that digital front door and increase that quality of the patient experience, but it's also about having the right people that can help implement that.
Absolutely. As we all know, there are people in organizations that aren't ready for change and aren't excited about it. And so I think really finding those right people who say, yes, I care about patients. I care about just saving time, because lost time over and over and over again ends up costing organizations money. But then, of course, turning that into utilizing software to accelerate those fixes and accelerate that time saved. We've seen customers save in their departments 20 hours per week. And so those are real meaningful time changes that help them get back to the core job that they're probably supposed to be doing, which is not pushing paper.
Thanks for sharing that statistic. Yeah, 20 hours a week, you could get a lot more done. And is there anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners that we didn't talk about?
You know, I think maybe the most important thing is just remembering that there are a lot of people in our organizations that are bright enough, smart enough, they're motivated enough to want to help fix really key problems. And so as you can identify those people, even if it's not their full-time job, they can really help your organization move forward. They are kind of the genius that gets those major hurdles overcome, that time saved kind of happening. And that investment can be the thing that really makes your organization stand out to patients better than everybody else and gives them that experience that causes them to want to come back and keep doing business with you and keep using you as their kind of provider.
Thank you so very much, Chris, for your time and insights today.
Sony, thanks so much. It's been a great conversation.
We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Formstack, for this engaging content. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.